I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Angels and Demons draws a sharp historical distinction between the Illuminati, the bad guys, and the Catholic Church's preferiti, the good guys. But the movie may leave you feeling like a member of the stupefiti, totally benumbed by information overload, yet willing to sit there and watch the action unfold and unfold and unfold. Before and after everything else, the pentagram's meaning, the lofty pyramid's significance, the mysterious watermark in English, the arcane hints from Galileo and Bernini, Ron Howard's movie version of the Dan Brown novel is an action thriller, even though the action far outweighs the thrills. Symbology may be a special stroke for certain folks, but anyone can understand a threat to blow up the Vatican with a pulsating blob of antimatter. Doesn't even matter that it's anti. Just think terrorist plus nuclear device, and you've got all the info that counts. In The Da Vinci Code, Tom Hanks's Robert Langdon was followed around by Audrey Tautou, who seem painfully at a loss for things to do. This time Langdon is followed around the Vatican and Rome by an Israeli actress, Eyal Etzurer. She plays an Italian scientist, and she's rarely at a loss, though the production gains little more from her presence than physicist pulchritude. Angels and Demons bears an eerie resemblance to Seven, the David Fincher thriller with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman chasing from the ghastly remains of one torture victim to another. By objective measure, this one adds up to 4/7 of that one, given that four prominent members of the College of Cardinals have disappeared during a conclave to elect a new pope. To find them, and not incidentally to do something about all that nasty antimatter, Langdon must find the ancient lair of the Illuminati by following a trail that's maddeningly elusive and abundantly photogenic. Salvatore Totino, who did the elegant cinematography, and Alan Cameron, the production designer, should have gotten co-star billing. Among the movie's many revelations is the fact that the Vatican Library's most treasured manuscripts are stored in sealed chambers under a partial vacuum. At certain points during the screening I attended, when the action was interrupted by major eruptions of information, a sealed chamber under partial vacuum was a perfect description of the screening room. With a running time of 138 minutes, Angels and Demons is a serious slog. Still, it's an odd kind of slog that manages to keep you partially engaged, even at the height or depth of its absurdity. Management, a debut feature by Stephen Belber, is a sentimental fantasy of mutual need and a modestly enjoyable one. Jennifer Aniston is Sue, an outwardly sophisticated woman who stops at a motel in Kingman, Arizona. She's a sales rep for a company based in Maryland that sells bad art to businesses around the country. Steve Zahn is Mike, a sort of harmless God's fool, who works as the night manager of the motel and falls in love with Sue from the moment she walks in the door. In the real world, or somewhere like it, Mike's subsequent sexual overtures would put his guest in mind of Norman Bates and send her hurtling out the door. In the world of this little film, she's sufficiently charmed that she welcomes him cautiously into her life and continues to do so even after he becomes a bicoastal stalker. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back stalking movies on KCRW next week.